So a letter to my masculine, the one that woke me up into this journey. I'm gonna go a little bit personal. You know, every time I feel your energy, because I still feel your energy, and I think it's when I'm healing and I'm working on myself. And I really don't call it working on myself because I just don't feel it like it's work anymore. When I'm trying to find myself, when I'm trying to discover exciting things that I haven't seen in a long time, or just being able to enjoy myself. That's the word, enjoy myself. Your energy comes in. And I gotta say, honestly, it kind of brings emotions, you know? It brings the heartbreak. And at that point, I tell myself, you know, I need to heal still. But I'm nowhere near where I was. I am very, very proud of myself. And even though I have to do pep talks to myself, it really doesn't matter. Because, you know, at one point, it was like the end of the world. But now I'm seeing it's not the end of the world. Probably was the end of our old relationship and how it was structured and how it was. It was challenging, let me tell you. It was challenging. But you know, my dear God, my universe really gave me chances to really see the good in me, the qualities that I had within myself that I had lost along the way before I have awoken. You know, I definitely saw the good and the bad, the polarity of my life. I just never imagined that you would be in the opposite of my polarity. You know, at one point I was devastated on why. Why then you came into my life? But then I see all the good qualities. And even though we're not with each other, that collaboration was definitely to help me evolve. I still ask, you know, what is the lesson I had to learn again or still? Because I feel your energy. Do I not supposed to feel your energy? They say it's a strong soul connection. That's for sure. But is that ever going to pass through that? You know, very strong. But in this lifetime, I'm no longer waiting. I'm right here, baby. I have my whole life ahead of me. I have my life all in front of me. You know, I'm starting to enjoy my life. There's still healing, but it's not where I was before. I'm okay if you're not in my life. I'm okay that you have your own life and that it is not with me. I'm okay with that. Because when we were together, it was not. Relationship. Yeah. The passion, the love was there. But that wasn't enough to sustain the relationship or for you to fight for our love. It was not. And divine timing is always right, and it wasn't time. There was a reason why we met each other, and it might have different layers. It probably has a lot of layers on how, why we are in each other's lives. Even though we haven't been talking, it seems like for a long time. It's been like, it feels like if it's 3-5 years that we haven't talked, but the energetic push is very strong at times, and recently it has, but I know my worth, and I know my healing, and all everything that I have done for myself, and I'm not ready to let that go for a what if. Or it is, it's just an energetic connection. But I want to let you know that it's okay for you to let me go. It's okay to accept that whatever I was to you, I was, and to let me be free. Let me be at peace. You know, before, when they would say that we had these soul contracts, I holded it to my dear life. I was like, there's something part of me that isn't part of him, and it's something that we have decided to do this together. And I was very adamant about not breaking the contract. But yet, as my journey, as I go through my journey, you know, well, what was that contract? To be in a karmic cycle? To repeat a cycle of and not being able to get out alive, to be deprived of my energy, of my fulfillment. You know, I get epiphanies every day. And this one is a major one. And I decided I was not going to be in the cycle anymore, that I can always remove myself from something that is harmful to me, to my soul, to my heart, and to my mind, and to my body. We are ready to let this go. I did let this go, but I think this is something that I needed to do, to send you a letter to know that I'm okay. Be okay with that. Be okay for me not being in your life. Be okay accepting that you chose something else. You had your free will. It was very challenging. Accept that I have free will, and I am letting this go. Something I don't want to be a part of anymore. thank you, but not thank you. We are totally in different places. The energetic cord lets me know that you haven't detached yourself from me. That you still think about me. But that doesn't help you. It doesn't help me. And it doesn't help people that you are with. And definitely now I know that I'm not selfish. And I'm really letting you go in order for you to find your truth. Are you able to face it? I don't think you are. And why is because I don't see any action in the physical world. And that's okay. Only you know what you're going through. But I know what I was going through when I was on this side of the hill. And it wasn't pleasant. But meanwhile, you're not on this side. You will never know. And that's okay. I wouldn't want to put this on anybody. I do take you to the Pyramid of Light, and I release you each time. I think now you are starting to understand that I'm not wanting to be part of this anymore. And that your decisions, your silence, your disappearing act had a choice and made a choice whether you wanted it or not. Choices that you did or not did. You know, one of the things, I don't hate you. I really don't. You're very special to me. And even though maybe that is something that I still need to comprehend, but I know that I am healing. But there's a lot of people in the collective, a lot of people around me that still are going through this cycle and are gonna stay in this cycle. But I am not one of them. I decided to move myself away from this type of karmic cycle that kept me in pieces. And I'm ready to enjoy my life. I'm ready to bring my abundance. I am ready to see the world with brand new eyes, with love in my heart. With trust in myself and the things that I do. And when the moment comes, it will come. But right now, I'm very happy. So I send you this. so you can understand where I am right now in this moment in time.